Coen the Barbarian, right? But it could be Coen the Bold-Hearted, or Coen the Slayer of Many, or any of that class of thing.
Why are you doing this? Said the minstrel. I ought to put that in. You're going to return fire to gods?
Yeah, with interest.
But why?
"'Cause we've seen a lot of old friends die," said Caleb.
"That's right," said Boy Willie. "And we never saw no big women on flying horses come and take them into the halls of heroes."
"When old Vincent died, him being one of us," said Boy Willie,
"where was the Bridge of Frost to take him to the Feast of the Gods, eh? No, they got him. They let him get soft with comfy beds and someone to chew his food for him. They nearly got us all."
"Ha! Milky drinks," spat Truckle.
"What?"
said Hamish, waking up.
"He asked why we want to return fire to the gods, Hamish."
"Eh? Someone's got to do it,"
cackled Hamish.
"Because it's a big world and we ain't seen it all," said Boy Willie.
"Because the boogers are immortal," said Caleb.
"Because of the way my back aches on chilly nights," said Truckle.
The minstrel looked at Coen, who was staring at the ground.
"Because," said Coen, "because they've let us grow old."
At which point the ambush was sprung. Snowdrifts erupted. Huge figures raced towards the horde. Swords were in skinny, spotted hands with a speed born of experience. Clubs were swung.
"Hold everything!" shouted Coen.
It was a voice of command. The fighters froze. Blades trembled an inch away from throat and torso. Coen looked up into the cracked and craggy features of an enormous troll, its club raised to smash him.
"Don't I know you?"
he said.
End of CD 1.